Okay, good morning, good Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos Chazon. So we have Shishi and Shavi of Devarim to learn together today. Then, of course, we'll be off not only Shabbos as usual, but Sunday as well, Yom Hamar V'Hanimhar. Shishi of Devarim recounts the beginning of the Aliyah, Sichon Melech Cho'emori, and then we have the defensive war, because Og attacked us, Og Melech HaBashan. The Ramban is Mechalek. He says the reason there was no Kriya L'Shalom, which the Ramban thinks is a Chiyav D'Raisa, by Og, is because he was Yotzei L'Grasenu, and so therefore, of course, we're allowed to defend ourselves without a Kriya L'Shalom. Attacked us first. I wanted to key in on a Rashi, which has echoes many places, beginning in Parashas Lech Lecha, but it's a point that Rashi certainly saw fit to emphasize based on the pasuk back in Parshas Lech Lecha Vayevo Apalit Vayegid LaAvram Avivri V'hu Yoshev V'Elonem Amrei HaMori. This, of course, was Og Melech HaBashan, and so whenever this war is told or recounted, Al Tira Oso, Moshe Rabbeinu is told not to fear him. So Rashi says in Sichon Lehutzra Cholmer Al Tira Oso Alamis Yori Hayamoshe Shalosamul Zuchus Hashimesh LaAvram Shenemar. So certainly there's a din klali here that in a Kadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol birya, and even a simple schus, and Chazal cast some aspersions on what his motivation was. So maybe he wanted to marry Sarah, but whatever it was, he did a tova. He facilitated the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim by lot. So that schus never goes anywhere, right? So part of this is mefurish bikra. Right, Zocher Chaz de Avos, right, Chesed Lalafim, Ohavai Lashomer Mitzvosai, and that, it, in a certain sense, is prosaic, but it's known, it's clear, but the idea that this filters down to the that's divine, but the idea that this filters down to the human realm, that the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was, you know, he feared the fact that this person has a zechus, and that we never forget a zechus, and therefore going to war is something that causes trepidation and pause. That gives one a very deep insight into the fact that just as people, and this ties into a famous comment in the Chovos HaLevavos, that all of Avodas Hashem is based on Hakaras HaTov, that if we have this debt to Og, because he was there, in a sense, for Avraham Avinu at a critical juncture, and that resonates centuries and centuries later. So our entire orientation in terms of Hakara Satov to people, and the, not just having an intellectual sense of it, but a visceral sense, and he therefore needs to be told, Al Tira Oso, is very profound. Just a story from my Rebbe, for many of us, our Rebbe, Lichtenstein Zatzal, that Lichtenstein spent a time when he first arrived in the United States in Baltimore, and he was coming from France, and he wasn't acculturated, and many of the children made fun of him and wouldn't play with him because it wasn't fashionable in those days to be an immigrant. And there was one girl, apparently, who, you know, had rachmanis, and she played with him, whatever it was, and he identified her at a wedding literally 70 plus years later, and asked to be taken over so he could be Makir Tov. And he said, I'm sure you don't remember me, Kedarko Bakodesh Bifanipos. He said, but you know, you really you played with me when nobody else would, and as a child, and I wanted to thank you for your kindness. So it's a personality, a spiritual personality suffused with that parasitism. I'd like to add a second dimension to this Rashi. I think it is a din klali. I think it's also a din prati. That the whole zechus that we have in Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban writes at length here about how the Shvuat Avram encompassed the Eivir HaYarden, which is part of the reason that maybe it is subject on some level to integration, if not for Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, at least Shem Eretz Yisrael. So the point that the zechus of Og was to be Misharis Avram was a direct conflict. There was a din prati, because how could it be that we would conquer this land for him, just like he lived in Lod Nisatiya Yerusha, right, that the Zechuyos of Lod and what he did for Avram protect Ammon and Moab, And even because Edom, right, is still considered, right, Achechem Edom. We talked about he's not really Ben Avram anymore, but he is our brother, so that's why that land can be protected to a certain extent, even if it's within the promised area to Avram. So that was the particular pachad that Moshe Rabbeinu had, was that how could it be that we're going to move in on that territory? Because that territory is a protected, right? It's promised to Avraham Avinu, and those who did right on some level connected to Avraham Avinu. So the Altira also was necessary, both from the standpoint of Akaras HaTov Bichlal, and Akaras HaTov, if Arzachos to Eretz Yisrael is through Avraham Avinu, so how exactly are we going to conquer it from one who was Mishamesh to Avraham Avinu, as is meduyak in the Lashon of Rashi.